The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunt.
Want more coffee?
Yeah. No. I better get going.
Aunt Effie?
Well, if there is any. No sense throwing it out.
My gosh, you know, this house looks terrible, doesn't it?
Well.
No, I don't mean inside. In fact, I don't even mean the house. I mean the yard.
I should say it does. I thought of that yesterday, but I wasn't going to say anything. After all, it's none of my business. But here you go and build this lovely house, and then you don't put any grass or anything.
Well, we moved in late November, Aunt Effie. That's not exactly the right time to put in a lawn.
No, I know, but here it is, April.
I know. I just said the yard looks terrible.
Well, if it's nice weather this weekend, why don't we all work outside and plant some grass seed?
Well, I think it's a little more complicated than that. I mean, I'm not much of an authority on these things, but, well, we may need a little advice.
Advice on what?
Yes, on what?
On landscaping, on putting in a lawn,
well,
things
my
like that.
Oh, goodness, I don't know why you need advice.
No.
Just to put in some grass seed?
Yes. I certainly think that is something we can do ourselves, dear. You know what happens every time we call in somebody to do anything? It costs a fortune.
Yeah, I know. The trouble is that every time we decide to do it ourselves, that costs a fortune, too.
I know it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the world is coming to. I can remember when eggs were 12 cents a dozen, and Mother was furious one time when butter went up to 21 cents a pound.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
21.
Well, whatever we do about the lawn, we better do something pretty soon.
Well, I'm going to the library today, dear. Why don't I pick up some books? On gardening and landscaping and fixing lawns and all that.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Isn't
do that, huh?
Yeah, I will.
After dinner tonight, we can look them over and decide what has to be done. But whatever we do, we are going to do it inexpensively.
Oh, yes, of course.
Of course.
A station affiliated with the CBS Radio Network sounds different because of a sound difference in its programs and news. For this station presents not only the news that interests you most locally, but adds to it national and worldwide perspective through CBS News coverage and reporting. This station brings you more than its exacting standards for local interest programming. Its schedule includes the top product of CBS Radio's New York and Hollywood production facilities. This station offers not only complete, objective public affairs broadcasts that affect listeners at close range, but selects the award-winning products of CBS News Department of Public Affairs, weighing important issues of the nation, exploring new horizons in science, medicine, the arts, and the humanities. When you listen to this station, the different sound is your assurance that a sound difference governs its presentation of news and entertainment. That difference is made possible by this station's affiliation with CBS Radio, America's most listened-to network.
For Pete's sake, did you get all those things at the library?
Yes, now don't look at them now, dear. Dinner's almost ready.
Well, it's not quite ready.
Oh.
I tried the potatoes, and they still aren't done.
Oh, well, I'll show you what I got then, dear.
Yeah.
Here's one. Landscaping your own home.
Oh, yeah, huh?
That looks pretty good. Practical gardening. Shrubbery and perennials.
We looked through some of the books, and they have the pictures of the loveliest garden.
Oh, yes. Find that one, Aunt Effie, the one that had all the roses.
Oh, yes.
Look, what we got to do first is get a lawn before we start talking about roses.
Well, one of the things I read said that before you did anything, you should plan what you want.
Mm.
Have a definite plan of how you want everything to look eventually, you know.
Yeah, that makes sense. Sure. I suppose we should.
Aunt Effie and I got so excited this afternoon looking at the pictures of some of these beautiful lawns and gardens.
Here it is. Here's the one we like best.
Oh, yes. Look, dear.
Oh,
isn't that beautiful?
That is
isn't
lovely. That lovely? Yeah, it's just lovely.
Oh,
yeah. Actually, it looks sort of like our house.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? With the porch there and the terrace that we hope to have.
I know.
That's just what we said.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we ought to use this as sort of a model.
Well,
as, you know,
I said that
of...
if we put in a brick terrace like this, and I don't know why we can't do it ourselves, dear. Milt and Catherine put in their own brick terrace by themselves.
Yeah, I don't know. Milt's kind of handy at that sort of thing.
Listen, you're as smart as he is. If he can do it, so can you.
And we'll help.
And then build a little brick wall around the edge. Wait, is he in the picture?
And have roses climbing all over it. The rambler kind. Wait, it is in the picture.
Then do as they did here. Have a couple of steps down into this flower garden with the lawn sloping off that way. You know,
yeah,
we got a picture of the front of a house that looked awfully nice. What book was that in?
I think it was in this one.
Yeah.
This one. Just a minute. I'll look in this one.
You know what we should do after dinner? Get paper and pencil and kind of draw a ground plan.
Yeah. Now, we made a list this afternoon, too, of some of the things we thought it would be nice to put in. Where did we put that?
Oh, look on the mantelpiece, Aunt Effie. I think I put that one up there. Here, dear. Now, this isn't exactly like the front of our house, you know.
Well, no, it's similar.
Yeah, that's
similar.
What I thought. I thought, now, doesn't that look lovely?
Oh, yes. Yes,
isn't it very nice?
Mm-hmm. And what are those things on either side of the steps?
Yew trees.
Huh?
Or bushes. Yew trees. Or whatever you call them. Which I think looks so nice. And then between the house and the drive here, they have English ivy, which I just love. I think it's nice.
Of course, I like Pachysandra, too.
That's nice. And myrtle. With those little blue flowers. Mm-hmm. Eleanor has a lot of that at her house. It looks very nice.
Here's the list. We thought we ought to put in some lilac bushes and some bridal wreaths and peony bushes.
Oh, yes. I don't think spring is really spring without lilacs and peonies, do you?
And you want to put in lilies of the valley, too.
Oh, yes, lilies of the valley.
Yeah, we got to figure out a place to have tulips and iris and daffodils.
I love that. We should have
rhododendrons all along that side of the house there. Mm-hmm. And around the corner of the
side,
house toward the porch. Mm-hmm. And in front of the rhododendrons, we can have some azalea bushes.
Oh,
you know,
yes, I love azaleas.
Oh, I do. Oh.
Filling in with maybe some spreading juniper.
Oh, that sounds very nice, dear.
Well, the potatoes ought to be done.
Potatoes.
Well, now put the books down, dear, and let's see. Bessie, wash your hands and come to the table, dear.
You know this is going to be fun, but I got to planning and organizing exactly what we want the yard to look like. Probably won't look exactly the way we want it this year.
I understand that, dear. But if we read the books and follow directions, I don't see why we can't do it ourselves.
Well, sure. Now we have to have at least a general idea of what we want. After dinner, I'll draw the ground plan.
Fine.
Then, what I would do is put a border of marigolds on each side of the garden path.
Mm-hmm.
You could have this corner for your rose garden, and over here I would have zinnias.
Mm-hmm. Darling, you're not listening to Aunt Effie at all.
I'm not listening to Aunt Effie because I just started reading what has to be done before we go putting in anything.
What do you mean?
I mean, we got to do something about the grass first.
Well, it's certainly no trick to seed grass.
No, dear.
Apparently, we have to know what kind of soil we've got around here.
Hmm? What do you mean, what kind?
Well, when they dug the foundation for the house, the topsoil was put in a separate pile from the subsoil and later spread around the house.
Well, I don't know what that means. Mr. Dibble said it was rough graded or something, whatever that means, and it was ready for seeding.
Well, it seems we have to know what kind of soil we've got here. Here, listen, it says, examine the upper 6 to 8 inches of soil to determine what is needed. If the soil is sandy, add rotted manure, leaf mold, or other natural humus or compost. Also, peat is excellent because it does not contain weed seeds.
Is our soil sandy?
If the soil has not been limed for years or if it has never been, then it must be tested because it is undoubtedly acid.
Oh, my goodness, that is all nonsense.
At home,
when the grass gets thin in spots, I just throw a little grass seed around, and people have always told me I have the loveliest lawn in town.
Oh, you do, Aunt Effie. Mm-hmm. It's just lovely.
Well, I know, but you don't have pine trees and the rocks around your house either.
Oh.
Apparently all that makes a difference. It says here a pH of 6.0 is about right.
What's a pH?
Well, it's I don't know what it is. Just chemical contents of your soil or something. It says here to have it tested by your county agricultural agent.
Oh,
he could do it. Then if it needs lime, you have to put that on. And it says plow or rototill existing soil, remove stones and other debris, spreading necessary fertilizer and humus.
Oh
my gosh, look at this. You know, in putting in a new lawn, apparently you have to take into consideration which parts are sandy and which parts are sunny.
Sand. It doesn't say sand. It says shady.
Oh, shady,
yes. Take it into consideration for what?
For the grass seed that you select, which apparently depends on the kind of soil you've got.
Well, why are you acting like this? You put in grass seed before. It's not so complicated.
Yeah, well, I have never started from scratch before. Look at these books. Page after page, chapter after chapter on raking and fertilizing and mulching and controlling weeds and pests and what has to be done if your lawn slopes down in spots, which ours certainly does.
Yes, I guess it does, but I don't know why you suddenly sound so discouraged.
Yes, my goodness, everything takes work to begin with.
Well, what am I going to do all this? You know as well as I do that when we lived in our old house, it was all I could do to get the lawn mowed,
yes,
for heaven's
sake.
That's
true. Most of the time I did it. Well, we have to do something, and I don't see how it can possibly be as complicated as you seem to think. Because you know what I think?
What do you think?
I think all these books are simply thrown you, dear. Mm-hmm. I think you should go down to the Hemlock Hardware, that awfully nice man down there, get his advice. Why, when you asked him about crabgrass one time, he was just lovely. What's the matter?
That's just such a silly sentence. When you asked him about crabgrass, he was just lovely.
Well, you know what I mean, for goodness sake.
I know. Well, I hate asking for free advice.
Well, that's the only nice thing about advice. It is free, and people love to give it.
Yeah. Well, wait a minute. He stays open until 9 o'clock. Maybe I'll drive down there right now and see what he suggests.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. The butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker, the gardener, and their respective wives, Americans in all walks of life, are nowadays enjoying the benefits of investing in our nation's business. They've discovered, too, that intelligent management of investments requires keeping in touch with the ever-changing tides of our national economy. If business is your business, be sure to hear Alan Jackson with today's business news, 5 minutes of facts and features, weeknights on CBS Radio.
There you are. Honestly, where have you been? I called the hardware store to tell you to get fuses while you were there, and the man said you hadn't arrived. That was an hour after you left.
Wait till I tell you. Boy, I never even got to the hardware store. Talk about coincidence.
What do you mean?
Where have you been? We called down.
Yes, I just told a man after you. He never got
listen,
there.
Listen, let me tell you. Are we getting a lucky break?
Why?
Well, listen, I drove around the lake and went past that pinkish house with the gray shutters that we've always said looked so pretty.
You
like so much.
I
thought one reason it looked so nice is because of the landscaping. Mm-hmm. And I saw this man standing out in front looking at one of the trees or something. And so I stopped, see? Well, he turns out to be the owner. And, of course, I told him that I've been admiring his house and the landscaping.
Uh-huh.
That's what he does. Landscaping. Well, by golly, I told him my problem. And he's going to drive over here next week and look at the place. Getting nice, huh? Pretty nice?
I don't know. What does he charge?
Oh, listen, he was so flattered that I admired his place. When I told him I didn't want to spend much, he just kind of, you know, he kind of wagged his hand and said, oh, don't worry about the money, you know?
Famous last word.
Yeah.
Huh?
Have you had your soup today? Campbell's, of course. Campbell's, of course, once a day, every day, you should have a bowl of Campbell's soup. Have some Campbell's right now.
Today, treat yourself and your whole family to warming, heartening bowls of Campbell's tomato soup. It's so nourishing good, a real bowl full of get up and go. Children love it. Campbell's. Mmm. Good tomato soup. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and is produced by Walter Hart.